This episode of the Chicken Nick Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Nebraska Synthetic Greens. They're the exclusive Nebraska dealership of celebrity greens, PGA caliber golf greens, lawns, and pet areas. Give them a call. And in fact, on their Twitter bio, you can follow them at Greens Nebraska. That's their Twitter feed. It says here in their description for their bio profile, it says, "Give us a call, dot, dot, dot. We'll put a green in for you." They've taken it, they've run with it, and they will put a green in for you. It's Nebraska Synthetic Greens.
They'll put a green in for you.
Are you ready to bless the mood? Are you ready to bless the mood? Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
No.
I am totally fine with opening the show every week with Bless the Mood and then something else right after that. I don't really feel being led to open with anything else. Are we good with that?
Until further notice, until we know that the time has gone and it's over and we're done with it, I think we need to commit for Bless the Mood to be in the open at the very least. I'm not sure. I feel like Twitter is on fire with Bless the Mood. I had numerous people just in my daily life walking around, coming up to me, and even at my daughter, I'm putting both the kiddos through swim lessons, and a gentleman who I went to school with at Irving and at Southeast. Wow. I'm like holding Mac. He's in a towel. I'm gonna tell you. He's like, "Hey, I just gotta tell you, Bless the Mood's amazing." I'm like, "Okay, Charlie, you're the man." Like, Bless the Mood is taking things over.
Got an email from Jordan who says, "I just want to keep this going every night at 6 p.m. I ask my wife, "Are you ready to watch the news?
Are you ready to bless the mood?"
Okay. When my 3-year-old is not behaving well, he goes, "You need to change your attitude.
Are you ready to bless the mood?"
giving my wife a back rub. He goes, "I'm just trying to set the mood."
Are you ready to bless the mood?
He better not be saying that while he's giving his wife a back rub, because that is counter. That is like, it's like a Red Bull vodka. One thing is stimulating your heart, and the other thing is bringing it down. Like, we got to, I think the back rub is good, but singing Bless the Mood and set the mood, that's not going to do it, you know?
It's ruining the mood.
Ruin the mood. Are you ready to sleep in separate rooms? That should have been her rebuttal.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
That's what it should have been.
Because with your wife, you're not sleeping in the nude.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
It's just so, I can't get enough. I find myself just humming this song. I feel like we need to do a live show from the new mood down there in Texas.
I think we do. I think we got no choice but to get some plane tickets and go there and do it. But I'm amazed at the versatility in its usage, as we're showing here. Like, you can kind of cram any sentence into that rhythm and it kind of works. It's amazing. I knew it was good when you first played it for me. But I didn't know what you, sometimes you don't know until you really dig into it. What you got?
Okay, Travis Klineski.
Oh, boy.
At KSNB Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
One of the show droppers, show quoters on his meteor, on his weather forecast.
I think I like the term show droppers.
Yeah.
I think I like that. Like, you a showstopper, a show dropper. You're listening to the Mark Jackson Chicken Nick Terminology Show, exclusively on 1620 The Zone.
Worst show you've ever come up with. Joe Scanlon tweeted this out. He's part of their morning show. Former sports guy, Uncle Joe Scanlon.
Yeah, let's call him like his. Let's call him by his. It's on his birth certificate. Uncle Joe. There's Uncle Jesse. There's Uncle Joe. That's it. All right. That's all the uncles.
I want to thank my Uncle Joe for teaching me all the sports.
All right. That's Uncle Joe Scanlon. Yes. So Joe tweeted, Travis channeled his inner Matthew McConaughey this morning. And he's showing a forecast of the next 24 hours. And at some point, the forecast, the temperature gets to a certain degree where he's at the board and he asks Joe and Alyssa if they're ready for a certain degree. Here's what it sounded like, and they weren't catching on quickly.
Before we get to those thunderstorms, we are going to see some strong southerly winds today, 15 to 30 miles per hour. And are you ready for 92? Come on, Alyssa, Joe. Sing
it now.
Ready? I don't
92.
Get it.
Oh, 92. Oh, my right, God. Okay.
You guys.
Never mind. Oh, God, Travis. I can't believe you just did that.
All right. Thank you,
Alyssa.
Travis.
Okay. Alyssa is just caught in the crosshairs of this.
She is. She's like, look, I like the show. I don't listen to it as often as you guys do. It's basically background music.
Right.
And you guys are so in bed with this podcast that I have to keep up with something that I don't want to keep up with.
Right. I mean, she's just in the middle of it. Like, guys, enough. I played along for a month or two, but stop it, okay?
And now you're crushing me with the nothing but rim. You know, you're crushing me with that. That was the name of last week's podcast.
Right.
I think if you listen closely, you can hear Travis say, come on, give me some backup. I think he does.
Ah!
Let me hear.
Let's see.
Sing
it
now.
I don't 92.
Get it. 92. Oh, 92. Oh, my God. Okay.
You guys.
Never mind. Oh, God, Travis. I
he does say, you can read his lips. He goes, back me up now. You know,
I love when Uncle Joe finally it hits him. I mean, Uncle Joe is just astonished at what has taken place.
Uncle Joe Scanlon is full of excitement and anger, self-anger.
He's
just self-loathing.
Yeah. You're not totally sure if Uncle Joe is actually like, come on, Travis, tighten it up. You tighten this up. Like, you're not totally sure if Uncle Joe's upset about the 92.
No. Yeah. I think he's more upset at himself. He's like, oh, gosh, I can't believe you did that. But really, he's saying, I can't believe I didn't catch on. Listen to this.
Come on, Alyssa, Joe. Sing
it now.
Ready? I don't 92. Get it. No, 92. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's like if you ever watch Jeopardy and they're like, and someone's like, doo-doo-doo. They're like, what is George Washington? And they're like, ooh, no. And he's like, the correct answer was Thomas Jefferson.
No, 92. Oh, my God. Okay.
He's the Jeopardy guy. Everybody knows the answer once they get it wrong. I love those people. Like, oh, right. Of course I knew it wasn't.
Of course it was. How could you not know that on Wheel of Fortune? Of course it was.
Knew that. I knew it was Bless the Mood. I knew it. Come on.
That is something I thought you knew.
Mood, are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Couple things I want to get to.
And that's the end of the pod. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Chicken Nick. Chicken Nick.
You know what?
You want to wrap it up? You want to call tonight? 10 minutes in?
Tyler, what do you think?
I'm not happy about that.
Okay, all right, fine. We're not.
I love bishops.
That we haven't really explored of the show.
Right,
yet.
We're never on when it's happening. Do you want to experience it real quick and then just
okay.
Just, I mean, we don't have all right, if we want to react, we can. Just let's experience it together.
All right.
You know?
All right. This is how the show ends, and we're never around for it. I put this in after. Nick,
right.
The first time you hear it is the first time you listen to it
right.
After it's
yes,
over.
Yes, correct.
Right. Let's analyze.
I'm not happy about that.
Chicken Nick. Yeah. Chicken Nick. Yeah. Chicken Nick.
Show. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now.
I laugh every time I hear it.
Now, Someone put it best, because when we do, we always put out an Easter egg, like one last drop after the thing is over. And last week, this was the end of the pod.
Nothing but rim.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. It was a good effort, Alyssa. And,
But it is fitting, because at the end of every episode, someone put it best. Bo gets the last laugh every episode. That's how every episode is.
And that's kind of how Nebraska football, unfortunately, is working nowadays, too. Like, he gets the last laugh every Saturday in the fall and every Chicken Nick pod.
Yeah.
You know? But I like what you're doing.
Do have a good...
I like what you're doing, though, leaving a little Easter egg in there, because it's like, you know, when you watch, you go to a movie, it's a comedy, and during the credits, you're not sure if you're going to get like an out, you're going to get something more, and you're like, you turn to the person next to you, like, is it over, you think? It's not? What do we think? Is it done? Like, we
you
get
have
people
to stick
around.
To the credits now. Yeah, yes, you do. You know? Absolutely do. And there is a, the one, I guess, shortcoming in the way we close it is that I haven't included the most popular yacht.
Yeah.
That is not in there yet. So maybe today I will do my best to put in there, but I love Jacob's yeah being in there. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Just classic.
I think what's amazing, though, about Bishop's yeah is almost as if he recorded it during the recording of this song. Like, he is in the band as a singer. Like, it is perfect. Is it not? It's incredible.
Nick, yeah. Chicken Nick. Yeah. Chicken Nick Show. Yeah. Here we go.
And it used to be basically all Bishop. And then we did Bishop and Davison. And then we got Bishop, Davison, Hendrick, Jacob.
Right.
Like, we got everybody in there.
We got quite the band, boy.
We got a crew.
Got a
we
big band.
Make the podcast much more sound much more popular than it is. But I tell you what here.
What you got?
We had been made aware of this for a while, okay? We had understood that this was going on here at Corn Coast Brewery.
They'd be doing that dang there.
I'd been told that there was an Enjoy Your Bye beer. And I think we talked about this on the show.
I've heard.
There was an Enjoy Your Bye beer.
Right.
These folks who are at Corn Coast Brewing Company are big fans of this show. And in fact, they did reach out to me. They reached out to the show via email just last week and said, hey, you know, we've done the Enjoy Your Bye. We're big fans of the show. We're also doing another beer, which I'll get to in a minute, that we've named after the show. Here's the description. They gave us an advanced description of it and then said, hey, we'd love, you know, love to be a part of the show. You know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, I did respond with, well, it's funny you sent that email because I was thinking of, we were actually thinking of a lawsuit. And then I said, no, it wasn't a lawsuit. It was a thank you. I apologize. No, it wasn't a thank you. It was gratitude. I apologize. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah. What do you got?
Okay, I was thinking it was Montana, and I was thinking... I want to say it was like Idaho or Idaho State. I forget which one it was. It was one of the non-conference games. I forget the name of the team. I apologize. No, it wasn't Montana. It was Wyoming. I apologize.
Okay. All right. So I say all of that to say that their email, they said they are coming out with, and it's out now, a new beer, a West Coast IPA called 644 Days. Okay, this is one of the most exciting things. Okay, it's called 644 Days, and it's got 7.4% alcohol by volume.
Dang.
Like that, exactly right. Right. Okay. So on their chalkboard at West Coast Brewing it's a chalk. You know, they write it all in chalk on a chalkboard, and they've drawn a little depiction of Nick Henrich. Okay. So. Robin Washington even tweeted this out. He says, so my guys at Robin Washington, of course, are a
Husker
good
Online, rivals
Husker
the
Online,
man. Yeah.
Right?
Good dude.
He says, so my guys at Corn Coast Brewing Company are such big Schick and Nick Show fans that they created a beer based on the 644 days or something like that bit, and it's legit. Okay? It's on the menu. Okay? It's called 644 Days. I'm going to read to you the description. Bear with me. This is going
to
take a couple minutes.
Yes, give it to me. I want it.
Okay. Here's the description. This is, like, if you were just reading this, you'd be right. Like, what are you talking about? Here's the description on the menu. What's going on, Bubba? Are you ready to guess the brew? I need some help, please. Yeah. I mean, fans, obviously, it's been, I think, whatever, 644 days or something like that exactly. But do you remember? You'd have to go back to 09, 010 when Schick and Nick were live on the air. West Coast IPAs were admired greatly. Yeah. Back when people would get lined up for all the hops. I was thinking, I want to say it was like Idaho or Idaho 7. I forget which one it was. I apologize. I forget the name of the hops. I apologize. Are you saying Citra or Simcoe or Simcoe and Citra? Yes. What's the ABV? You're pretty good at asking questions, aren't you? This West Coast IPA comes in at 6.44% plus one for a total of 7.4% ABV. Jacob wins! Need to give a shout-out and a high-five to the fans who'll be drinking this beer all dang season. Get in those bucket seats for some West Coast IPA up in that thing. West Coast IPA is back in the area. I still love you like that. Your beer is in me DM. There were no, I mean, it must be 25 drops in there. And the best is that.
Imagine reading it. Oh, that is incredible.
He says, FYI, Idaho 7 is a commonly used, and this is the email he sent, is a commonly used hop variety in IPA. Oh. So it worked great in the crisp drop.
Yes. Wow, that's like it was meant to be.
That's one of my favorite parts. I want to say it was Idaho or Idaho 7. I forget which one it was. I apologize. I forget the names of the hops. I apologize.
I want to say it was like Idaho or Idaho State. I forget which one it was. It was one of the non-conference games. I forget the name of the team. I apologize. No, it wasn't Montana. It was Wyoming. I apologize.
Unbelievable.
It's just incredible.
Oh, that
Josh
is
Josh Peterson
that is
responds
amazing.
To the tweet just saying need all caps NED like
right.
Corn Coast.
Corn Coast
is going to be.
Well, hey, full disclosure. So I have driven past Corn Coast Brewery every single Tuesday for the past 6-7 months cuz my daughter does dance class like right near there, and every I always want to go in there, but I'm like, is it frowned upon to, like, you know, drop your, like, go back to the dance class to pick them up? Like, what's going on with your tutu? What's, you know, like, you know, I don't know what to do, but
can
I've
you drop her off and then go get a beer and then go pick her up. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, I'm not.
That's more than appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know if that's that. But I am just saying that I had heard the rumors about an Enjoy Your Buy beer at Corn Coast, and I drive every time I drive by it. I smile. I need to go in there now and get my 644 days game right. Problem is, I got a baby coming this week, so might not be able to get my beer game right for a little while. But I will be going in that thing, though. Nick Baugh up in that thing. They're not going to be like Will Boat up in that thing. They'll be like Nick Baugh in that thing.
After the baby comes, that's when dad puts on the baby weight. The mom does it during the pregnancy. The dad does it afterwards. That's kind of sympathy weight. Happens afterwards, and that's when you'll be going to Corn Coast
Brewery.
Oh,
I'll be doing my thing there.
To do that.
God, shouts out to them. That's an amazing. That is commitment.
Look, that's Dan and Will. Are there Corn Coast Brewing and... I'm going to be coming back to Nebraska this summer, and for a couple weeks, we're going to make the drive, about an hour drive out of the airport, a private airport in Charlotte, a place called Omaha, Nebraska.
I flew into Omaha to go play a golf course not far from there. It's about a drive, about an hour drive out of the airport, a private airport in Omaha. A place called Sand Hills.
Sand Hills.
Sand Hills.
I don't know why the echo's on there, but I don't mind.
Leave it. Just leave it on there.
But I will. We will stop by. I think we need to tag team this and stop by there and get some pictures with the guys.
Well, now once because I get once we have this baby and life calms down, I'm going to go in there before. Can I go in there before you?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Represent me. Yes. You can represent me. Yes.
All right.
You can represent me.
I could have two 644 days, one for me and one for my homie. This is for my homie Schick, who's not here, and I'll pour out a 644 days. That's what will happen here.
They'd be like, sure.
Sure.
Whatever
you
want
to do.
Whatever you want, buddy. You just want to get plastered. You're miserable with
need two. Need two 644 days. One for my buddy who's not here. It's like, all right, geez, this guy. Just get crocked. It's all good.
So that's awesome.
That's
and
terrific.
We do appreciate people just
they're show droppers.
The show and running with it. The show droppers. These are all show droppers.
These are all show droppers. I mean, we got Uncle Joe Travis and the gang there. Show droppers. Kevin Suits, he went 6 for 6. He's a show dropper.
Yeah.
You know, and now Corn Coast Brewing. And they are willing. It's one thing to just in a fleeting moment in a newscast just throw something in there. This is something that like you are going to customers and they are ordering it and having to like it's a new level of commitment to be a show dropper.
They say, can you tell us what's in these 644 days? Like, did you read the description, you idiot? Like
just right there, just read it. You'll understand.
It's all right there, man.
Right. Come on.
It's like three paragraphs. Like, read it.
That's kind of like, I mean, I was anticipating that it wouldn't be quite so. I mean, they went all in on the drops. I thought they'd maybe kind of weave in and out, like it would still kind of work. Like, you know, like Travis and Uncle Joe and everybody and Kevin, they'll give the newscast and the newscast still works, but they're working in drops. This beer description doesn't, I mean, it is just, it's not even a description, you know? It's just show drops. It's all it is.
They said, yeah, you know what it is? Instead of hops, should be drops, right?
Yes.
Barley and drops, right? Isn't that what it should be?
That's what it should be.
Dan and Will, I'm here for you. But he says, you know, he said in the email, we're fans of the show. They released the beer celebrating the winner of the drop-off. 644 days. He says some of their followers on Facebook and Instagram might not get the reference, but they know the listeners who follow them will enjoy it. Listeners of the show said back in November they released the beer called Enjoy Your Buy, and we appreciate you guys mentioning it on the show. So, okay, that confirms that we did. He says some of our regular customers also happen to be diehard Schick and Nick listeners, so it was a lot of fun when someone in the know would order the beer. So I just can't.
Those are so Enjoy Your Buy and 644 days are so specific that there's no way a Schick and Nick show listener is there. They're not going to go in there and just go, do you think? Is there a chance that is a, do you think this is a little wink to Schick and Nick? Like, that's 1,000% a wink to Schick
and Nick.
Right. You know?
That's right.
Enjoy your bye.
Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy and Alliance.
Kathy and Alliance.
Enjoy your bye.
Kathy from Adam Alliance. Let's come back closer to home and.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I've got another reference for you with drops, okay?
We got another show dropper?
This was sent from Josh. Josh's son, Henry, just completed his bar mitzvah. Okay, they just had a celebration. And he said he was going to, in the speech to his son, incorporate drops. He sent me the speech. It was digitally offered by the church. Or the
okay.
okay.
Right.
He sent it to me. I watched the segment. I'm going to get you to, this is after he's given the thanks to everyone involved. This is the father up in front of the congregation, in front of everybody.
Right.
He says, and emailed this in, he goes, my speech starts just after the 43-minute mark, so I did watch it. He said, I thank a few people, then I go into the speech.
Oh, boy.
By my count, I got in 12 total drops, and only me and Henry, my son, knew what was going on.
Okay, good. I was glad that Henry at least was in on it, because, yes, of course.
Henry and him, they do listen to the show.
Good. That's good.
All right. Are you ready? This is...
Yes.
Listen to this portion.
And while it always hasn't been easy, it has been an experience that has brought us all closer as a family. So, Henry, while this has not been easy, I admire you greatly for how easy you made it look at times. I look at you and I think, what in the world? How do you know this so well, so quickly? I mean, some days it felt like literally you had 644 prayers or something like that exactly. Yeah. I know it was not easy because you would tell me, Dad, I am not happy about that. But you put in the time and you put in the effort, and I'm proud of all the work you did. Even during hockey season, as some of your teammates are here, all dang season. What makes this journey even harder is that almost all of what you have learned today, for today, is in Hebrew. Not only is it another language, but it's one with a completely different alphabet, which I know from firsthand experience just how hard it can be to learn. But when you focused and you worked, you did good. There are times I look at you and I'm sad that you're growing up so fast, faster than you know. Before you know it, you're going to be 30. 30? 30. Yes, 30. It comes that quickly to us as parents, but I suppose that is something we all go through as parents. I love how hard you compete as a hockey player and how you keep working to be a great teammate. You demonstrated that to a T this season, helping make sure your teammates would get lined up on faceoffs. I know you would tell them, line up, get lined up. And as a goalie, that's a good thing. A lot of the shows we started watching and podcasts we started listening to gave us an escape during the pandemic, times when we could just be silly together. I love our time binge-watching Friends and the incessant quoting of lines over and over, I know, which drives my wife crazy. Simone, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I think we agree the Friends episode titled The One with the Embryos is the absolute best because it's so funny with the game show scene. We could probably recite most of that right now, but we won't because, I mean, who does that? Well, we do. Driving to and from school, we would listen to podcasts from the Titus podcast to the Schick and Nick show, and then we would continue quoting those lines incessantly, driving Mom further crazy with our ridiculousness.
All right, so there's a little bit of that.
Okay. Wow.
I counted 11, might be 12 drops baked in there in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations, Henry.
Yes.
Henry's standing there listening to this. Mom might have no idea.
Right.
Because she's up there as well. And Josh is just delivering.
Amazing. That's incredible. So that's being a show dropper, but it didn't take away from the speech. It enhanced the speech in more ways than one. That was amazing.
It's just
644 prayers.
Amazing.
When you got 644 prayers on you, doing some good things.
That is really incredible.
It's good.
So congratulations there, and thank you for listening to the show. Quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about our friends at Nebraska Synthetic Greens. Now, I do want to say that they tweeted out last week a couple of pictures of a great green that they put
this
in
green
a house,
looked,
like right above the pool.
Yes.
Like it just looks incredible.
Big time.
And it says, their tweet was, with those pictures, it says, that first green of the season feeling, ... and then hashtag, we put a green in for you. Okay. And then the number of people who responded to this thread with show drops. Here's one. It says, I don't mind it being a green, but it's got to be synthetic.
I don't mind it being a latte, but it's got to be hot.
Mike responds, yeah. Did she get naked in the pool? Did she make some putts and then get naked in the pool?
Yeah. Did she get naked in the bucket seats? Did she go to hubercars.com and get naked in the bucket seats?
Ryan responds with, they install all the synthetic greens.
I want to thank my Uncle Joe for teaching me all the sports.
Red Arson tweets, feels like I smoked it.
It felt like I smoked it, you know what I mean?
And then Nebraska Synthetic Greens responded with, yeah, it feels a lot longer.
That feels quite a bit longer, doesn't
it? Yeah, it feels a lot longer.
There are some others. We can't play all the drops.
Oh, you gotta give me two. Dan says, not your typical poolside. Not your typical restaurant. And then Derek simply says, hard telling from the sandbox.
It's hard telling from the press box.
There are so many of these about this. Eric says, Bo said it best. It's not about yards, ma'am. It's about putts.
It's not about yards, ma'am. It's about points.
Okay, thank you, Bo. So, in summation, call Nebraska Synthetic Greens and have them put a green in for you, right?
I guess so. Is that all? I mean, the one thing, can I work in one more drop?
Sure.
I mean, with Nebraska Synthetic Greens, they are a perfect piece to complement a farpateria. Bill Moose is out of the area. That was a little bit of a stretch. But here's the thing, Schick. Customers who mentioned that they heard this advertisement on the Schick and Nick podcast, they are going to get a free maintenance kit after green installation. That maintenance kit, I think that's like a value of like, I don't know, like $250, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, fans, obviously it's been, I think, whatever, 644 days or something like that exactly, but.
Nebraska Synthetic Greens is a great place to get all of your lawn needs done. They will put in some turf. They will put in a pet area for you or a green, a putting green. It's just great. Email them info@nebraskasyntheticgreens.com. The phone number 402-690-9095. Support those who support this show. We're all in this together, especially Nebraska Synthetic Greens.
They'll put a green in for you.
I want to play this. This was sent to us. This is a Husker baseball call. Not been a great year. Okay? Not been a great year.
Yeah, unfortunately. Will Boat not up in that thing.
Has not. But this was a home run here by Colby Gomez.
Give him some shorts, man. Put him on the ball team. 1-1. Well hit out of straightaway center. Look, Jackson back at the wall. Adios! Colby Gomez, a grand slam for Nebraska. They take a 4-0 lead here in the top of the third.
Okay, so a little Colby Gomez and adios.
Adios!
Wow. That is holding it. I mean, can we count how many seconds he held it for?
Adios!
Four? Almost four. Did we get to four? 3.5, 4 seconds?
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. Have you ever spoken in Spanish on a play-by-play call before?
I plead the fifth. I plead the Cinco Amendment.
I knew you were going to try and work in some Spanglish.
And you can't take any siesta.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, man.
So who did it better? Let's do, okay. My siesta.
Hold on.
Just relentless off the ball, trying to score, and you can't take any siesta when you're guarding him because he will burn you.
He will burn you.
He will.
Can't take any siesta. Either that or
adios.
Okay.
I gotta go with adios because I'm pretty sure. And listen, grammar has never been my cup of tea, if you know what I mean. But can't take any siesta. I don't know if that does that really work. I don't think that works.
No, it doesn't work. It never has. That's why we continue to play. So that's a little nugget there.
That's good. That's good.
Should we get to some of the polls?
Oh, yeah. You were getting your poll game right, playa.
I'm going to try to just incorporate more polls.
Just flood the feed with polls. When in doubt, go the poll route.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
I like that. All right, here we go. This one. If you were Matthew McConaughey, would you come on this podcast to discuss Bless the Mood? 86% said, yeah.
Yeah.
14% said nah.
I voted.
On the Schick and Nick Show Twitter feed, again, this is at Schick Nick Show, is Bless the Mood the best thing Matthew McConaughey has ever done? 68% said yes.
Ah, golly, Jaber.
he's
been in A Time to Kill. He's been in like
he
so
won.
Many
he cars. Won an Oscar in Dallas Buyers Club. He has the All Right, All Right, All Right. That is like
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
One of the most famous characters and lines. And yeah, I mean, nope. It's Bless the Mood.
68% said yes.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
Dale did tweet in, I literally cannot get the Bless the Mood tune out of my head. It goes from Bless the Mood to Barrett Root.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please. Are you ready to bless the mood?
The Barrett Root, Barrett Root. I mean, it just works perfect.
Jeff Peters, remember him? Jeff Peters, former intern for the show. Really good dude.
Doing
really
some good things. We've had a lot of good interns. They're doing some good things. We have some interns we should get back, but for the most part, they're doing some good things.
I don't know if we could have back, but I understand.
There's one intern that fell asleep on the first. Was it the first day?
He did. He fell asleep while we were on the air.
He fell asleep. How can you fall asleep on your first day?
He did. He zonked out. But this is a former intern, Jeff, who did a selfie in the car. He did a selfie.
I need some help, please.
Okay.
Nice. Wow, that's you really took it to another level there.
Tried to.
Yeah.
And he sang this.
All right, so I'm watching some movies with my daughters last weekend. They're 5 and 3, and they wanted to watch Sing and Sing 2. So I found it just ironic that Matthew McConaughey plays the role of Mr. Moon. Yes, he plays the role of Mr. Moon.
He is really good in Sing and Sing 2.
Like, I've not seen Sing 2.
That character and his voice, it's really good. It's and Mr. Moon.
It's really good. That's good.
All right. Continuing with the polls.
Yeah, back to the polls.
Do you believe Nick Henrich will be receptive to the show once Barrett Rood tells him about his drop-off championship? 75% said yeah.
Yeah.
25%
said
no.
To piggyback off of that, all of a sudden, hold on 1 second, let me go to my text message, please.
No, come on. Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa. Whoa.
Can I get my text, please?
I need some help, please.
On this past Tuesday at 8:48 p.m.
Don't toy with my emotions.
Barrett Rood simply texts me a GIF of Tom Hanks in Castaway doing, Wilson! Wilson!
He listened,
and I send a bunch of crying face emojis. He goes, I was crying. He goes, best part is Garrett Wilson didn't even play in our game.
I was looking at the box score. He didn't even catch a ball. I didn't know he didn't play.
I
knew he didn't catch a touchdown.
Was it Smith and Jigba that had the long, like, 60 or 70
yes.
yarder?
Oh, he had like 300 yards receiving.
He was doing some good things. I thought that was Garrett Wilson for some reason. They blew it. But how about that, Barrett Rood? You believe that?
Oh, it's so funny.
So shouts out to Barrett Rood. He was crying. It was the best part. Garrett Wilson didn't even play in our game.
The one guy you needed to play for
right.
a joke to work.
Yep. Minor details. Minor details with the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating. All right. Next poll. Do you find yourself singing a version of Bless the Mood regularly? 75% said yes.
Yeah.
Ah!
All right. Now, this was a really interesting poll.
Okay.
What is the better rim drop? Is it Nick Baugh, Meet Me at the Rim?
Meet Me at the Rim!
Or is it Alyssa, Nothing but rim.
Nothing but rim.
With 57% of the vote. Congratulations to Alyssa. Nothing but rim.
Nothing but rim.
She deserves it for a lot of reasons. It's a good drop, but the fact that she has put up with Uncle Joe and Travis and us, she deserves to win this rim face-off.
Meet me at the rim!
Mr. Gibbs. A couple of last ones.
He's our most famous intern, probably, with all due respect to Jacob and Sasha. Sasha
Grant
and
Gibbs. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Grant Gibbs probably takes that award home.
Meet me at the rim!
Say, you want to go shoot some hoops later? Meet me at the gym!
Meet me at the rim!
Okay. Next question. What did you think of Nick envisioning Barrett Rood yelling, "Wilson, I'm sorry," at Garrett Wilson during the Ohio State game? Your choices were made zero sense or I liked it, it was fun. 71% get I liked it, it was fun.
I like it. It's fun.
All right.
Oh, boy. You can't go wrong
with either of those. Next question. Will Bless the Mood be a number one seed in next year's drop-off tournament? 65% said yes. Give me some backup.
Come on now. Give me some backup.
35% said no. Come on, CDC.
Come on, CDC.
And finally, do you believe Barrett Rood will actually tell Nick Henrich about his drop-off championship? 64% said yeah, 36% said no.
I think I got I think I probably need a follow-up poke and shove for Barrett to make sure he relays the information. Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
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 Way, someone sent out.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted out a picture of Trev Alberts with this Dorothy Lynch salad dressing at the table.
I saw it.
They said it's almost like Trev wants to become a meme. Well, Elliot, who's a longtime listener, he tweets in, "Are you ready to dress your food? I need some lettuce, please."
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
Oh, that's real, Elliot. Getting the job done.
Oh, just so good.
This is good. This is good. These polls were needed, well executed.
Thank you.
We were able to gather a lot of meaningful information from all these.
And in honor of 644 days, we'll leave you with this. And there was a lot of stuff we couldn't get to. We'll get to it next week.
Okay? But
this drop.
Yeah, I mean, fans, obviously it's been, I think, whatever, 644 days or something like that exactly. But
okay, Raphael listens to the show, and we always joke, like, that was classic, like, oh, I don't know, 644 days, right? Just taking a guess, right? Yeah. Just a guess.
Right.
People will send us clips of people guessing when they know the stat specifically.
Yeah.
This was from MLB Network last week. Here it is.
But now look at that. Delario, his sixth double of the year. Tigers lead 6-0 game with Cruz. Tarek Skubal was awesome.
Good, right? ERA under 3.
Yep.
I believe like 2.96, something like that.
Something like that.
Something like that. 2.96, something like that. Not sure.
Just a guess.
Yeah, I mean, fans, obviously it's been, I think, whatever, 644 days or something like that exactly, but...
What do you think all this, what do you think all this, Tyler?
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick,
yeah!
Schick and Nick,
yeah!
The Schick and Nick Show,
yeah!
Here we go! Schick,
yeah!
Nick!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you ready for 92?
I laugh every time I hear it.
A Huda Media Production.